For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Caps coverage brought to you by Ace Computers. Ace Computers proudly recommends Windows 11 Pro for the U.S. military. Made in America. Check out acecomputers.com now. Caps take on Montreal tonight.
Big one.
7 p.m. at Capital One Arena. Hopefully tomorrow morning I will be going over to the now goal, not a goal counter.
Wins.
A wins counter. We're trying to tick down to the Stanley Cup playoffs.
You know, 15 wins away doesn't seem that daunting, but it is so freaking daunting.
It's so difficult. I mean, difficult to get wet dubs in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
God, everyone is a grind.
They don't come easy. They're difficult, but that's what makes winning it great.
Mm-hmm. I'm just scared. I don't want to get off.
What are you scared of?
I'm scared that they're not going to get off to that great start that they got off to in game one.
They're going to let Montreal hang around?
No, it's just hard to play at that level consistently. That's all.
And there's no pressure on Montreal. No one's expecting Montreal to win the series.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people thought they weren't even getting into the playoffs.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, they did what the Caps did at the end of last season. They qualified
exactly
in the final game
right.
of the regular season to get in.
So they might play, you know, a little loose, but, I mean, talent usually wins out.
Yeah.
So let's just hope that they come out strong like they did in the first two periods in game one.
So we wanted to get into this article that came out in the Players Tribune about Dylan Strome basically taking nothing for granted, how happy he is to be in Washington playing for a great organization and how comfortable he is here. And I look at his numbers and
talking about a guy blossoming.
I just can't believe Chicago just punted on him and just let him walk. Like they could have signed him to a qualifying offer. They said, we're not really interested in giving you any sort of long-term deal. And this is when McClellan was in charge of the personnel. He said, well, I'll take a one-year flyer on Dylan Strome.
Well, what kind of numbers was he putting up in Chicago? Leading up to it.
In Chicago.
Give me the two previous seasons.
Okay, so he had two stints in Chicago. He arrived there from Arizona in the 18-19 season. And in 58 games, he scored 51 points.
That's a lot.
Pretty good clip. Then he gets traded back to Arizona later in that season, which is weird. And then he goes back to Chicago for the 19-20 season.
That is weird.
He spent three more seasons in Chicago. He had 38 points in 58 games. He had 17 points in the COVID year 2021 in 40 games. So that was just down weird year for him. And then his final full season in Chicago, he played in 69 games and scored 48 points. So Chicago was like, okay, you can just go out and basically find offers was I think what they told
and
him.
I was reading, they just didn't want to pay.
And I was reading that the Chicago Blackhawks fired the coach that was there initially.
Okay.
And then once he was fired, whoever took over, I guess it was just an assistant, started playing Stromer
more.
So his numbers went up.
Right.
So I guess whoever that coach was before, I think his name was Colleton, okay. Jeremy Colleton, he didn't like Strummer.
Well, so Strummer was just walking the street looking for a deal, and Brian McClellan was like, okay, I'll take a chance on a young guy who was a really high pick. I think he was the third or fifth pick. I'll have to go double check where was he drafted. He was picked third overall back
third
in
overall
2015.
Third overall in 2015, yeah.
So he signs him to, inks him to a one-year, $3.5 million deal. So some of the details about, I think this is about his extension, when he extended, or this could be when he originally signed. I don't know. This is from Barstool. Nate took a clip from the Players Tribune article. Here's Dylan Strome talking about inking a deal. He says, why don't you call your family and see what they think? So I'm riding in the golf. He's playing golf. So I'm riding in the cart, calling my parents. My dad answered. He says, quote, so Washington called, and then his dad just cuts in and says, that seems like a good fit for you. Great team, great city, no brainer. I make a few more quick calls. My brother's a few groups ahead of me on the course. I call him, his brother in the league.
Ryan, yeah.
Says, Washington, man, I love that for you. You got to do it. I called my agent back, said Strome. Let's go to Washington. Finish the front nine, sign the deal, finish the back nine, and I was a capital.
Wow.
So that's some, I guess, sometimes how deals get done.
Yeah, and was it that told us, who do we have? Dowder, right? It said they just DocuSign these things on
right,
the phone.
Right. And in his 3 years here, all he's done is get better every single year.
Mm-hmm.
His first year, 22 and 23, he goes for 65 points in 81 games. And this is another thing that I noticed from his stats. He's only missed one game since he's been here in three full seasons.
He's been sturdy.
And that was in his first campaign here in Washington. The last 2 years, he's played all 82 games. Last year, he racks up 67 points. And this year, he goes over 80 points, by far the best year of his career, with 29 goals, career high, 53 helpers, career high, 82 points, all career highs for Dylan Strome.
Yeah.
I mean, what,
I mean, he was
what
obviously
a signing by then McClellan, and then to extend him, when they realized, like, okay, we got a bargain here. We got a steal with Dylan Strome. Then he inks the extension.
Right.
He
was
now
obviously a great junior player. I mean, he was drafted third overall.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows what happened when he finally got to Arizona. Maybe he had some injury issues, but and then you go to Chicago, and that coach just didn't see what he was bringing.
Right.
But obviously, BMAC, he saw it. And Carbs has seen
it. He saw the talent.
So now he's turning into that number three overall pick.
Yeah.
I mean, 82 points, that's a hell of a year.
Just like how he keeps ticking up, 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 up over the last 4 years.
And he's
just ascending as a talent.
He signed a five-year deal, what was that, in 23, I think. I think he signed a five-year deal, $25 million deal,
yeah,
extension with the Caps.
Which is, I mean, you're getting a $5 million a year player,
mm-hmm,
that gives you 80-plus points.
Yep.
I mean, that's a very solid signing by McClellan and Patrick and the front office. And they just keep adding really good talent to this team around Alex Ovechkin, around Tom Wilson. And then you're developing the young guys like Mikey and Protas. You trade for Logan Thompson.
And he's only 28.
He's relatively young.
I mean, it seems like he's been in the league a bunch. He's been in the league since, 17, 18, maybe even earlier than that.
He started in the NHL in the 16-17 season.
16-17.
So he came in super young.
So he's been in 8-9 years.
He's a grizzled vet.
He's only 28.
He's a grizzled vet at this point.
Yeah, certainly.
Yeah. So good to have him in the fold. Good to have him here in D.C. And look, he appreciates playing for a top-level organization in the Capitals. Because he's seen chaos. Like, the Chicago front office has been a mess for a while. Like, that team's been a mess since their Stanley Cup run about 12 or 15 years
ago. They're terrible.
So he's just happy to be in a place where
he's probably so glad to be out of there.
Perennial playoff contender. He gets to play with the greatest goal scorer in the history of the game. By the way, that doesn't hurt his numbers that he gets to feed Ovi.
Right.
Like, that's a good uptick for him as far as the talent that's on the ice around him. It's good to be skating with number eight, and it reflects in his numbers.
Mm.
So hopefully he has another good game tonight. Caps can get a 2-0 lead. Don't deal with an ugly split. Let's just take care of the home ice.
Mm.
Just do that. Logan Thompson, do what you did in game one, aside from that weird second goal that you let in. I know I'm being persnickety. And he was, like, overcommitting because the defense, like, kind of failed him.
Yeah, but sometimes that happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but you got to try to make a play.
It's kind of fluky.
You got to make a play.
Right.
It's okay.
I thought that the Caps had a lot of scoring opportunities in the first two periods.
They should have been up more.
But I think that goalie for Montreal.
Oh, he was playing well, but they were putting pressure on him, especially early in that first period.
Yeah, I mean,
you're running into a buzzsaw.
Then they finally got to him, and they got the power play goal, and then
barely.
But
right?
Yeah, I mean, but you got to take advantage of it. But they had a lot of opportunities. But that
Montembeau,
he played pretty well.
What is your concern?
Not as good as Logan did, but he played pretty well.
1 to 10 right now after the first win.
My level of concern heading into game two?
Just because it'll change based on every game.
It's like a 2.
All right, what if they lose game two?
I feel pretty good.
What if they lose game two? It ratchets up to a 5.
It's a 9.
Oh, it goes up to a 9?
Yeah.
One loss will get to a 9.
Because they're playing the 8 seed.
Yeah.
Like, if they were a lesser seed and didn't have such a good regular season, and they were a more tightly contested opponent, then I wouldn't have such a level of concern. I just feel like they need to take care of business on home ice. Don't give Montreal any glimmer of hope. Let's make this a 5-game series. Let's get out of this thing and move on to the next. We don't need a 6 or 7-game war in round 1.
I'd love to know how many 8 seeds in the Stanley Cup playoffs have beaten the 1. I mean, I know it's happened.
Yep.
But I'd like to see the numbers. It's got to be a pretty small percentage, really small percentage.
I mean, it can't be a ton.
I mean, if you look at just the metrics when you compare the Caps and the Canadiens, Caps, you know, goals for, goals against, you know, power play, penalty kill percent, all of that. I mean, the Caps are just better. Better goalie. So this will be a huge upset if the Canadiens ended up winning the series, which I don't think is going to happen, but I know. I mean, it's the playoffs, and I know 8 seeds have beaten 1 seed, but it's got to be a really small number.
I'm a little bit concerned that Fairvari is going to miss the rest of the playoffs. Like, he's one of their top defensemen. That hurts. But I thought Alexiev stepped in pretty well in his stead, even though he lost a few of his chiclets on the ice, and he's going to be walking around looking like Ovi over the next few days, I would guess.
That's fine. If he really cares, he go to the dentist, he gets some temporary twofers. Trust me, I've been there.
Yeah, but I don't think he's going to do that. He's not going to do that in the middle of the series. Like, he's just going to go toothless, I would think.
Probably, but he could stop by and in 20 minutes, a guy could fix something up.
I think he's just going to look like a jack-o'-lantern for the rest of the series. Just have a banged up grill.
It's kind of a tough thing.
Oh, it's definitely.
By the way, are you growing your playoff beard now? Are you in playoff beard mode? Or
yeah,
not
sure.
Really?
This is my playoff beard, EB.
No, I know.
As opposed to any different beard,
it's your normal one. But are you going to commit to the bit?
Sure, I can do that.
Yeah,
I may tend to it under here at some point.
That's
but
fine.
I'll let this part grow. Sure.
All right. Good.
Hopefully, it's nice and gnarly into early June.
Right.
That would be fantastic. That would mean they're making a cup run.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference found in the details. The difference between customers and trusted neighbors. The difference between preparing for the coming weeks and planning for the coming years. The difference between serving a community and serving your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you.
here for good.
If I'm growing this long into June.
I would say if they lose game two tonight, which, you know, I don't expect. But if they do, my concern would go from like a 3 to like a 5. Okay. I would still not be panicked. I wouldn't be at a 9.
Oh, I'm going to be a solid 9. Especially if somehow Montreal just comes out and looks like they're outclassing the Caps.
Well, I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't think that's going to happen either.
Yeah.
Because I think the Capitals are the better team.
I think they are
the more physical team.
I think they are too.
Saw a lot of that.
My concern is the goalie, though. Are they potentially running into a hot goalie?
I hope they pound him tonight. Put 5 or 6 passes.
Of course,
that'd be fantastic.
I'm with you.
All right, don't forget, coming up later in the show, we'll be joined by Jay Paterno, son of Penn State legend Joe Paterno. He'll join the show at 8:25. We'll talk about Abdul Carter and the draft and more with him. And Mike Rizzo from the Nationals. He'll join us coming up at 9:00 here on The Fan.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5 or $1.25 each. Signature Farms boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And enjoy an exclusive digital deal on Sargento's shredded or sliced cheeses. 5 to 8 ounce selected varieties, $1.97 each, limit 4. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.